Hi everyone, Alex here, just taking a moment to give you an update on our Patreon. We've been reading out patron names at the start of all of our shows for a while now as a way of saying thanks to our contributors. However, thanks to having such an amazingly generous fan base, our Patreon has actually been growing a lot faster than we had ever hoped, and we've ended up falling a bit behind in our shoutouts. As a result, starting from now, we're going to be increasing the number of names we read at the start of episodes to reduce the waiting time, and reviewing our records to make sure we haven't missed anyone. This does mean that the thanks segment before every episode will run slightly longer than it has previously, but it's the only way we can make sure we give proper credit to the people who make our content possible. So with that, I just personally wanted to say thanks to everyone for your patience and understanding, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Zach Jenkins, Dunstan Thorne, David Simmons, Kayla B, Roman Sevchenko, Meche Moria, Andrew Wadsworth, E. Yalenak, Bree Hutchian, Sarah Homan, Lucy McCulley, Kelly Lux Callahan, Jeffrey Sumler, Melissa Verbal, Greg Langer, Kelsey P, Mobius, Petticoated Swashbuckler, Christopher Pajo, Azmith. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 138, The Architecture of Fear.
Much better.
You know, I don't care if John hears this.
Come on, Martin. It's been so long since I've seen you. Let's not start with lies.
Fine.
I am so very pleased to see you.
Mm-hmm.
No time for pleasantries? Very well, then. To business. What can I do for you? Tired of running budgets for Peter? I know I would be.
I need to... Is he telling the truth?
About what?
Any of it.
Everything Peter has told you is true.
Oh.
For all his many faults, Peter is legitimately trying to stop the end of the world as we know it.
So why haven't you helped him?
My relationship to the apocalypse is more complicated.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously. Anyway, I have helped him. I've given him control of the Institute. I've provided him with...
Me?
Any manpower he might require.
Yeah, but if he's right about the extinction, what it is, then why didn't you say anything before? Why am I only hearing about this now, and why doesn't John know?
In my case, while Peter has talked of it before, it is only very recently that I've been forced to admit the extinction is real. And as for our dear archivist, I'm afraid I no longer have any real control over what he does or does not know. Unlike yourself... I notice you haven't told him either.
Yeah, well, I'm still not sure I really believe it. And I don't... I'm...
Worried he might charge off into another coffin. Quite. As for why I've done so little about such a looming existential threat, to be blunt, I have been rather busy. Besides which, don't forget I am still living at Her Majesty's pleasure, due in no small...